Libraries launch summer reading and a stress test for housing policy assumptions. The San Diego County Library's Summer Learning Challenge is now running at all 33 branch locations through August 31st, open to readers of all ages at no cost. The program offers structured reading activities, goal tracking, and prizes, and is designed in part to counter documented summer learning loss, a pattern in which students who do not read over the break fall measurably behind peers who do. Branch locations range from Ramona to Chula Vista to Fallbrook. With all county library branches closed Friday for Juneteenth, families wishing to enroll before the holiday should do so Thursday or visit the library's website. The second half of this segment turns to a critical examination of the affordable housing logic underlying much of the region's current policy consensus. The prevailing institutional assumption, embedded in the county's $93.1 million housing allocation, the Navajo Family Apartments Project, and the city's ADU amendments, is that increasing the supply of deed-restricted affordable units is the most effective response to San Diego's housing crisis. The case for questioning that assumption is not cynicism about individual projects which serve real families, but a question of scale and targeting. Per unit construction costs for affordable multifamily housing in San Diego routinely run between $400,000 and $600,000, and sometimes higher. The public investment required to produce units at that cost basis is significant relative to the size of the deficit. The traditional economic theory of filtering, in which market rate units built today eventually age into affordability, has largely stalled in San Diego because demand is persistently high enough to prevent depreciation at the pace seen in lower growth markets. Two publicly reported indicators offer a way to hold current policy accountable to its own stated goals. The first is the county's annual point-in-time homeless count, conducted each January. If affordable housing completions are increasing, but the count is not declining proportionally, the pipeline may not be reaching those in the most acute need. The second is the income tier breakdown required in affordable project filings. If new investment is disproportionately flowing to households at 60 to 80% of area median income, rather than those at 30 to 50%, the most vulnerable population is being underserved. Both data sets are publicly available for anyone who wants to track outcomes against intent.